Today's episode is brought to you by Canva. We're all looking for ways to make an impact at work, but not all of us are skilled in visual design. Canva helps you get your point across, simply and beautifully. It's easy to design Canva presentations, docs, whiteboards, and videos. You start with a designer-made template and customize it with your content. Plus, add graphics, charts, and more from Canva's massive media library. Whatever department you work in, Canva is perfect for any task. Sales decks, hiring docs, marketing brainstorms, employee videos, you name it. Anyone at work can design with Canva. Start designing today at canva.com. Designed for work.
What's up, this your boy Lil Duval, and check out my podcast, Conversations with Unc, on the Black Effect Podcast Network. Each and every Tuesday, Conversations with Unc podcast feature casuals and in-depth talk about ebbs and flows of life and the pursuit of happiness. Unlike my work on stage, I tap into a more serious and sensitive side to give life advice and simply offer words of encouragement, yet remind folks to never forget to laugh. Every Tuesday, listen to Conversations with Unc, hosted by Lil Duval on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Presented by AT&T. Connecting changes everything.
I'm Katia Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
This episode is brought to you by Technically Speaking, an Intel podcast. When you think about the future, what kind of technology do you envision? Whatever the future holds, artificial intelligence will undoubtedly be at the heart of it all. Join Graham Class as he hosts Season 2 of Technically Speaking, an Intel podcast, and hears from the minds transforming healthcare, retail, entertainment, personal computing, and more with the help of AI. Tune in every other Tuesday and explore the latest technology that's changing our world today and creating a more accessible tomorrow. Listen to Technically Speaking, an Intel podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Welcome to Brainstuff, a production of iHeartRadio.
Hey, Brainstuff, Lauren Vogelbaum here. In many houses, creaking floors may be part of the home's charm or a source of annoyance for the residents. But in some 17th century Japanese residences, creaking floors were installed intentionally in hopes of making it more difficult for intruders to sneak in unheard. These floors are called uguisubari, or nightingale floors, and they use clever construction to generate a distinct chirping sound whenever anyone sets foot on the boards. The floors ultimately served as a sort of alarm system in some famous Japanese homes and seem rather at odds with the otherwise elegant artistry that surrounds the occupants. In Kyoto, for instance, visitors can try their best to slide silently across the floors in Nijo Castle and in Toji Inn Temple, but they may find that it's nearly impossible because the floor's design actually makes a louder sound as steps become lighter, singing like the winged nightingales for which they're named. The floors are built much like any other, with wooden planks laid one by one along a common joist. But instead of nailing those planks firmly to the joist, the planks are left just a little bit loose so that they can move up and down a fraction of an inch as footsteps apply and release pressure. A metal clamp is affixed to the bottom of each plank, oriented so that when the plank moves, it rubs the clamp against a nail, creating the distinctive squeaking sound. The first nightingale floors probably weren't purposefully made to squeak. They were probably just a result of the home's natural settling and aging. But as people realized the value of audible alerts, they began building floors to make the sounds intentionally. It's a quirky feature that may have saved a few fortunes and lives throughout Japanese history. Installing the clamps was pricey and far more complicated than a typical, mostly silent wooden floor. So only royalty and the truly wealthy, or perhaps truly paranoid, could afford to have squeaky floors built in their homes. No one wanted to be mistaken for a potential assassin or robber, so in royal palaces, armed guards would walk in specific rhythms that would indicate to others that they belonged there and weren't a potential danger to the inhabitants. Intruders, on the other hand, were left guessing as to a floor's construction, because from the top, Nightingale floors look the same as any other. Today's episode was written by Nathan Chandler and produced by Tyler Klang. For more on this and lots of other topics, visit howstuffworks.com. Brainstuff is a production of iHeartRadio. For more podcasts from iHeartRadio, visit the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to your favorite shows.
I'm Katya Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
Xumo Play is your destination for endless entertainment. With a diverse lineup of 350-plus live channels, movies, and full TV series, you'll easily find something to watch right away. And the best part? It's all free. Love music? Get lost in the 90s with iHeart 90s, dance away with hip-hop beats, and more on the iHeart Radio music channels. No logins, no signups, no accounts, no hassle. So what are you waiting for? Start streaming at play.xumo.com or download from the app and Google Play stores today. All you can stream with Xumo Play.